several things on my heart. As you can imagine, we're going through a different different place. But God is good. He is very good. You know, we knew, like Stephanie said, I don't, if you guys missed her, is it on the website yet? Yeah. Go to the website and listen to that. She is a friend of ours. She's been a friend since before I knew Rick. And she is a faithful prayer warrior. And she had a word that the Lord had just been speaking to her about, and she came and she shared it. And she talked about how this summer is a summer of transition. And we have actually been talking about that for a while, just feeling like something was new on the horizon, right? We just didn't realize that it would come in a slap down, right? But it is not... We are not down. We have gotten up. So we were only down for a little while, and that God knew and knows exactly what's happening and going on. So if you would turn your Bibles to Psalm 107, I'm going to talk a little bit tonight about a sacrifice of thanksgiving. You know, one of the things that just... To be honest, one of the things that I appreciated most, as far as with man, one of the things, from a stranger was at the doctor's office, the doctor at the ER, when I got there in Beaumont, before we were transferred to Houston, she said to me, she said, "I don't want you to look at Rick. I don't want you to look at him." And she said, for two reasons. One, because you don't know that he's okay. And you need to know first that he's okay before you see his face. And then she said, and because he doesn't need to see your face when you see his face. Right? And I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, I just wanted to see him. I just wanted to be with him. But then when we got to Houston, I was okay. I realized that he was going to be okay. And so when I saw him, of course, I was like, wow, you know. But here's the thing. I was grateful that he had a face. I mean, immediately I was like, God, thank you that he is alive. I mean, that's a 10-foot fall. Probably closer to 8. Nonetheless, it was on a tree stump. Who does that? It's got to be different. And, you know, that was one of those moments that I realized that my greatest strength in the moment was gratitude. That my heart was filled with, God, thank you that he is okay. That he is not paralyzed. That he did not break his neck. That he is with us. And that he only has 2 broke bones. One, just his nose, and that doesn't really matter. He can breathe out of it. We're good. If you would read with me Psalm 107, verse 22. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Actually, I really wasn't even going to talk about this. I was just praying today, and right before we were leaving, the Lord spoke to me and said, it's because of a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Just what I was saying, just about being grateful. And so I began to ask the Lord, well, what makes a sacrifice of thanksgiving? What makes it a sacrifice? Yes, in the Old Testament, this actually was a sacrifice that they performed. But I'm talking about now. What makes it a sacrifice? I felt like the Lord spoke with this. It's a sacrifice when I have to allow him to activate my faith despite what I may see and feel. You activate your faith when you say, God, I thank you. I thank you that despite the circumstances, we are victorious. I thank you that despite the circumstances, we will see your hand in everything that goes on. We have to activate our faith in order to thank him in some situations, right? And we have to believe that, hey, God is good. If your foundation is not that, it will be even harder to make that sacrifice of thanksgiving, that sacrifice of praise. A couple other verses. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. I can't contain the peace without a thankful heart. I just give it away, right? Like yesterday, let me be honest with you, when that doctor said, the doctor came in and he said, it is fragmented and we're going to have to do a plate and we're going to have to do screws and all of this stuff, and you won't be able to move it for a week. And that wasn't, you know, we kind of figured he wouldn't be able to move it after he gave that explanation. And then so Rick was like, well, how long are we talking about? Because Rick is not a sitter, I'm just saying. And the doctor said probably 6 to 8 weeks. And Rick just goes... That was a little bit of a shock. So, took us a minute, couple minutes, to say, you know what? We know God has it. This is a good doctor. We know Jesus is going to take care of us. God, we thank you that you sent us to this doctor. And we kept saying things like that because... our peace could have been stolen. Our peace in our mind and in our heart. You know, God has always, I have felt through the years, done things in my life that almost felt like I was on display. You know what I mean? Has it ever felt like that in your life? Like you'll be going through something and you're like, this must be for the world to see something. because why is this happening, right? Well, this is one of those times where there is so many things that God is doing. There are so many things. We know that God's hand is all over this. Not saying by that he caused it. That's not what I mean. He's redeeming it. So his hand is all over it. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. I'm going to start in verse 18. Now do not be drunk with wine, in which is dispensation, but... be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one thing that Rick and I have talked about is just the family that we have. You know, you guys have blessed us so much just with meals. And you know, we find rest in just knowing that you have our backs in prayer. You know, that's family, right? That's family. I believe that is speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. But anyone that wants to call and sing, we're good with that. I'm just saying. Giving thanks always for all things to God. And I feel like there's been times during this, and probably in the future, that there will be times we'll have to remember, hey, we're supposed to Give thanks for all things in everything that we do. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Again, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a sacrifice of praise. You know, it does something, doesn't it? We can't think about our problems and tell him thank you. Does that make sense? We can't dwell in our circumstances and tell him, God, I thank you for them. I thank you that you are redeeming this. I thank you, Lord, that we are going to come out different. We're going to come out better on the other side. Things are going to be better. We believe that God is showing us things and changing us personally and different things for the church. And you know what? My husband's not a sitter. But he's at a place now where he can hear. We're hearing very clearly. You know, and I was talking to a friend today, and she said, you know, she said, I believe that the Lord has been doing something is doing something in this season. And she said, you know how for years it seems like in our spiritual walk we could go day to day and we could kind of, you know, we pray all the time. Of course, we have communion with the Lord, and that we even will set aside time with the Lord during the day to pray. But then God in this season is saying, okay, body, okay, church, okay, bride, I want you to depend on me every day. Does that make sense? I know that we could say, we could use a cliche that we need him every day, but do we find ourselves in a position of truly needing him and realizing our dependence upon him every day, even in the good times? You know, when I was in Tanzania, I talked about that, how there were times there, just the oppression in the city that I was in, and when I was there, there were times that I didn't want to leave my room, because I realized that I could not live without the Lord in the place I was in. I could not survive. But what happens sometimes is we get in the survival mode. I had a friend a couple of weeks ago say, you know, when we switch over to the survival mode, when we're not depending on God, then a spirit of death is knocking at our door. Spirit of death, spiritual death. So if our hearts are in a position of, you know what, God, I need you every day. I need you every day. And not the cliche, but a heartfelt cry. Like that song, the reason why that song is so powerful, if we're connected to the words, that is because you're saying just that. I need your peace. I need to breathe. I need your rest. In order to seek you, I need to know that I can find you. I need you. So a sacrifice of thanksgiving, a sacrifice of praise, is activating our faith, knowing that I'm going to praise him regardless, because I know that he is my help, that he is my peace, that he is my rest, he is my strength, my lover, and my friend. This kind of goes a different direction, but something I wanted to share. Something for us as a body. It is if It seems like sometimes verses just disappear off the page. You guys ever have that? You look for something and then suddenly it's not there. Isaiah 45, the Lord is talking about Cyrus. This is a verse that we've prayed for a long time, and we've prayed over this church and we've prayed over this city. The Lord reminded me today, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, by your name, am the God of Israel. Now jump down to this. Verse 13. I have raised him up in righteousness, talking about Cyrus and us. And I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city and let my exiles go free, not for price nor reward, says the Lord of hosts. I feel like the Lord was saying that over our church and our body. And those in this city, just the church of Vider, we shall build his city. This is his, right? And let my exiles go free. Without any profit. But he promises us riches. So I believe the Lord is saying another thing for us to pray over. Is that as he directs our path, he directs our ways in verse 13. Because he directs our path, we'll know the steps we need to take to rebuild his city and let his exiles go free. So that's what we're praying during this season. We're declaring during this season. The Lord promises to direct our paths. We know that we're here to rebuild this city. We know that we are here to build the kingdom of heaven in this place. If that were not so, we would not be here. We are not alone in that. There are other people in this city that have already joined with us, and even more that will continue. We will see the exiles in this city go free, Christian and non-Christian alike. We will see it. Because the Lord directs our path, and because we don't want to do it for a reward. Our reward is heaven. Our reward is seeing the kingdom of heaven in this place and our kids raised in his presence in the city. Right? If you would stand with me. Also, as you stand, we had mentioned about a month ago, or a little longer than that, I am terrible at dates. So I remember mentioning something about the spirit of Leviathan. Does anyone remember me talking about that? So we have had several pretty obvious attacks by the spirit. The spirit, basically, it talks about people. It twists. Its root, it thrives in suspicion and mistrust, okay? How many of you know that Christians, unfortunately, are normally not free from those two things, right? Especially toward other Christians. So we realize and we know that this spirit has raised its ugly head, not just towards us, but toward this body. It's something that is like crazy in our nation right now, and just the accusations and pride, and that's where the root is. That is the thing that drives it, is pride and suspicion. It twists things. I don't know if you guys see it personally. It literally will twist and try to destroy reputations. So as we stand together, we're going to do two things. We are first going to declare that the Lord directs our paths. And then we're going to, first of all, the spirit of Leviathan is kind of tricky, but not so tricky for the Lord. What it does is it kind of, because it comes against reputation, the trickiness of it is that we tend to fall into defending ourselves or agreeing with that spirit or just by lashing out with our tongue. It is something that is through speech. It's through speech. Just what I said, suspicion, mistrust, pride, arrogance, those type of things. So first of all, we're going to repent if we have come into alignment in any way with that spirit. And then we're going to take authority over it in this house. Okay? We have authority over this house. So if you would pray with me, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes. We thank you, Jesus, that you are so good. God, we thank you that you are in our midst. God, I thank you that you are in the midst of every circumstance that we're in, every situation that we're in. God, I thank you that you are in the midst of what Rick is going through and what our family is going through, God. God, I exalt you that you guide everything that we do. God, I thank you that we are never alone. That God, you never say, "Oh, I've had enough of leading you." God, I've had enough. I thank you, Jesus, that you are more than what we need. You are more than enough. And Lord God, right now, as your house and of your city, and God, I speak this over every Christian in this city, God, that you are directing our paths, that you are guiding us, God, that we may see the exiles set free and freedom will come to Christians and non-Christians alike. God, I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that you promise us riches. I thank you, God, that that is something that we don't have to manipulate to do, God. I thank you, Lord, that our hearts are pure. God, that we do not seek to manipulate, to lead. We do not seek to manipulate, God, in any form or fashion, Lord, because, God, our reward is you. Our reward is your kingdom being established and in this place and in this city, God. I thank you, Lord, that you are bringing people together, that your church is coming together, Lord. Your bride is coming together to stand, to see people saved and set free. And God, right now, Lord, just individually, God, and corporately, we repent, Lord, for coming into alignment with the Leviathan spirit, God. If we've talked about people, Lord, if we've, God, just cast suspicion about someone when we're talking, God, we repent for that, Lord. God, we repent for pride and arrogance, Lord. I thank you that you love us so big. God, you desire, Lord, for us to be in a place of humility simply because your word says you resist the proud, God, and you don't desire to resist your children. That is not you. Lord God, we first repent of any alignment, God, any agreement with that spirit, God. If we've let someone puke all over us when they're talking about someone, Lord, Jesus, I repent, Lord, for not using my words correctly. Jesus, may we use our words to build and encourage each other, Lord. And God, right now, in Jesus' name, we just take authority over attack of the enemy, the attack of Leviathan, God, that chooses and desires to destroy reputation and just thrives in mistrust. God, I pray that our body, God, that you will unify us, Lord. And Jesus, for across this city, God, I pray that you deal correctly, God, and justly, Lord, the way that you do with this spirit, God, that which calls havoc in churches, Lord, and among your people. God, I thank you that you bring us victory, that you bring us into a place, God, of complete victory, God. Complete victory over this thing. God, I pray for those that have listened to this spirit, God, that would cause them to accept the seed, Lord, and allow that seed to grow within their heart, God, concerning a negative thing towards someone. Lord, I pray that you just convict them. Jesus, I thank you that your words are truth and they are life, God. And Jesus, right now, I just bless everyone in this place. God, I bless them with a revelation of who they are in you. God, I pray that you open their eyes and their hearts to understand. God, not just to understand in their mind, God, but to truly comprehend your love. God, that you will captivate them continuously, Lord. God, that their hearts will be set ablaze with your love. God, that our eyes and our gaze will be totally fixed on you. That our ears will always be open, God. Jesus, we bless you. I thank you for my family here, God. I thank you, God, for who they are and who we're becoming in you. How do we bless your name? In Jesus' name, amen.